The inquest occurred in November of 1971, which was about 3 months after the shooting took place. Now, it was telling that despite the British Army claims at the time that two or three of their soldiers had seen him brandishing a weapon, the body was not tampered with by local people. There was no indication from the priest given the last rites at the scene that there was any weapon. In fact, he asked for the weapon to be produced and none was produced at the scene. Later at the inquest, despite the best attempts by the army to portray that he had been an armed gunman, there was an open verdict returned, which is very telling in 1971. The chairperson of the Bandits Council at the time, he had already resigned in protest of the internment situation. He took it upon himself to record no less than 23 statements of people who were willing, in those very dangerous days, willing to come forward and speak out about what they'd seen. He recorded those statements and handed them to the authorities, but the statements had disappeared. The Patsinicken Centre have been of great assistance to the family, and 30 years on, under the 30-year official secret seal, they were able to discover in the London archives of the British Army that that these statements had been collected and seized by the Army and kept.
And do they now have possession
under
of those statements?
The family are now in possession, thanks to the help of the Patsinicken Centre, the family are now in possession of the statements. And those have been submitted to the Historical Inquiries team. Now, there is an ideal opportunity here with the Historical Inquiries team, who they report later this year, to clear Eamon's name and to put right a wrong that was done 40 years ago.